We get things underway, though, in this hour of the program by welcoming to the show an actress who has appeared in television shows like Treme, The Wire, and is now getting ready for the final season of If Loving You Is Wrong. We are pleased to be joined on Downtown by Edwina Findlay Dickerson.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Rich.
Well, my goodness, you have had such a wonderful career, but I want to start at the very beginning. Even before you, I understand your family is from Liberia. And what does that mean to you, and how has that shaped you?
You know what? It's pretty amazing because my mother was pregnant with me in the middle of a huge coup, a war that was happening in Liberia. And so she ended up having to flee the country. And my dad is a medical doctor, so they required him to stay. So he didn't make it to Washington, D.C. until about the day before I was born. And a lot of that kind of shaped my life because, I mean, first, obviously, I have a lot of family members that are, you know, still in Africa. But the funny serendipitous thing is I came to Los Angeles in order to do a play by Danai Gurira from The Walking Dead and from Black Panther that's set in Liberia during that exact same war. And being able to step into those shoes as an actress now, you know, actually brought everything full circle for me as far as that time, that experience, my family, what people went through, you know. And so now I guess I just cherish that legacy even that more.
You have worked on so many wonderful television shows and with so many talented folks. Obviously, when you're doing the work, you're in the moment. But as you look back now on your role in The Wire, how does it make you feel to realize that you're on one of the shows that's considered to be among the best in the history of the medium?
You know, it still feels very surreal because that was my very first show out of college. So I was 21, you know, coming on that show. And you know, all you know is you just want to do your best work. You want to be honest. You want to be truthful. You know, and you never know sometimes with different projects what they're going to become, right? And what they're going to mean to people for so long. I mean, it's been so many years, and people still talk about The Wire as though it was yesterday. And so it's just such an honor to have worked with David Simon and just the whole team on that. And then partnering up again with them for our show in New Orleans, Treme on HBO. It was just really a dream and such a great way to start my career. And I remain appreciative for that.
Well, let's talk about Treme, another show that we love here. You played Davina for four seasons on the show. What was the experience like doing that?
You know, it was incredible because during that time, it was Hurricane Katrina, you know, and Hurricane Katrina had just happened a few years prior. And so this whole series was built, you know, around what were fictitious characters, but almost all of David Simon's characters are built around real people, right? And so when I got to New Orleans, I learned so much about the culture and the history and got a chance to meet the people who had been living this experience, you know, having been displaced and then coming home and then trying to make sense of their home again in New Orleans after such a huge tragedy, you know, and then getting in touch with the music and the vibrant culture of New Orleans was such an education for me as an actress and then a real celebration for me as a person. And I was so glad that people like yourself, and thank you so much for watching that show, you know, were able to be blessed by that series as well.
I'm in the process, actually, of just finishing up rewatching Treme. I'm in season four right now. There's a great scene in that with you and the actor playing your father, Albert, where he's going around and sort of touching on some of the childhood places that were important to him. That interaction between him and you was just amazing to see in that series of scenes. What was it like working with him?
You know what? It was wonderful. The actor, Clark Peters, he was on The Wire, too. So I've known him since I started, you know. And so I never would have imagined that we would be playing daddy and daughter. But it was so great, you know, to do that. And even that scene, and thank you for bringing that up, because, you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, when people are passing away, sometimes you're the last person to know, especially if you fiercely believe that they're going to be here. And that's where I was. So I didn't even realize that he was trying to communicate to me that we won't be together always. And, you know, and I've experienced that in my own life as well. And I think many of us have who have ultimately lost people. And so I felt like that was such a sensitive, I feel like I need to go back and watch it too. Like, wow, oh my goodness. You know, so much has happened in my life since then, including me losing my own mom, you know, not too long after that to cancer, as that character had cancer. And in some ways, I felt like I was living my role all over again, except it was real life.
We're talking with Edwina Findlay Dickerson here on Downtown. Well, we're very excited for the new season and the final season of If Loving You Is Wrong. What can you tell us? Can you share any secrets?
Well, I will say that this literally, I mean, everything is coming to a head in this season. My character's imprisoned. She is literally fighting for her life and fighting for her freedom and for her child, you know. And so there's a lot of twists and turns here with Lucian trying to get her out of jail and Ian, the attorney that's been assigned to her, who now turns out has a conflict of interest that's holding up everything. Alex, we've been following since season one and wondering who is the father of this child, the mystery father. And we're going to see some exciting twists this season with regards to that. And Eddie, who we've all loved to hate, you know, I think finally vengeance is going to be enacted on him. So I'll be right there live tweeting with everybody Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on OWN. And it's, we're using the hashtag If Loving You Is Wrong. And my handle is @EdwinaFindley on Twitter and on Instagram.
Edwina, can you also talk a little bit about the work you and your husband have done through Abundant Life U? That's, I know, a very important cause to you in empowering young people. How is that work, and how can people learn more about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been, our nonprofit has been going on for 10 years, or actually over 10 years, but it's been a blessing to just be able to go to different cities and different states and really spread positivity, but not only that, but help people actually craft a life that they want. And so whether that's young adults, millennials, women, men, right now we're doing we've launched a whole initiative around finances called Financial Friday. And so if those of you who follow me on Instagram, you can see my husband, Kelvin, who's a financial coach. You know, we're giving out so many tips, and especially now during the coronavirus time where things are so uncertain, jobs and employment and, you know, income is so uncertain. We've just been pouring out, whether it comes to real estate, refinancing, investments, cryptocurrency. You know, there's so many different things to talk about right now as far as what to do and how to protect yourself, having an emergency fund. So those who really want to learn more about that can join us on Instagram. He's @KelvinDickerson, and I'm @EdwinaFindley.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that information and for making time with us today. We look forward to the brand new season of If Loving You Is Wrong, Tuesdays on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. Edwina, thanks so much for being with us. Stay safe. And again, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Bye.